I'm Jen and I'm 36 years old. I'm 6 years into my recovery. I'm a sponsor and mentor, and I'm here to jump on this morning and talk about making amends, okay? Making amends. Now, I know that it's one of the Narcotics Anonymous NA steps that they like to push very early on, which that's why I'm not really like for NAAA. It's for some people, but a lot of my people, especially opiate people, it can be a little train wrecky. So people try to power push through the steps, and it brings up a lot of old trauma very quickly and very early on in recovery, and it causes a high rate of relapse. So I'm not a step pusher. What I am is I'm a gauger. I gauge where you are, and then we'll go through these different activities together that best fit your plan of care in recovery. Making amends is major, and it needs to happen in recovery. You've got to do it. And it's really not for them. People think that you make amends to people to pretty much say, I'm sorry, but it's not. It's for you. It is to hold yourself accountable for the things that you've done to hurt somebody. It is to face what you may be ashamed of. So it does bring up shame and guilt and all that, but therefore you learn how to work through those feelings in recovery without it causing to be a craving and trigger and all that. So it's a good guide, you know what I mean? Because it kind of shows you, and you can look up how to make amends. I even as so much as to pulled up to my step-grandpa's house, whom I constantly asked for money to get pills to doctor shop for, drained his bank account. I pulled up, and I was about 2-3 years in recovery, and he thought, oh my God, she's here. And I hadn't talked to him much in recovery because I wanted to show him instead of tell him. So I pull up, knock on the door. He comes out, hey. And I'm like, hey, Grandpa, I'm only here for one thing, and it's to tell you that I love you, and I'm really sorry for everything that I put you through, and I'm going to show you that I'm a new person, and that was not who I truly am. I'm not here to ask for money. I don't want to ever ask you for money again, and if I ever do, tell me no. I'm on a new path. I'm not going to relapse, and I love you. How are you? And hugged him. It was crazy. And now I'll text my step-grandpa. He's a bird watcher, like professional. So I'll send him birds because I also have a bird feeder. That's how I was raised. I'll send him little birds and snippets and say, what is this? What is that? He'll ask how I'm doing. I'll say good. And we'll keep it short. But at least he got to see me clean. You know what I mean? Because for so many years, 6 years, I'm like, I need money for this, that, lie, right? So that was one of my big, big amends. And then everyone else, I kind of, you know, it has to be a person that was really important to me, not, you know, people in the street or people I fucked over or whatever. I don't give a shit. Sorry, the game is the game, and, you know, you're a part of it. But the people who were innocently hurt, you know, I just reassured them. I can say I'm sorry 1,000 times, but I'm going to show you that I'm sorry by continuing to be responsible and reliable and honest with you. And I became an open book. I became very transparent. And then the questions got to rolling and the trust got to be built, but over time. Time and consistency is a part of amends. Y'all have a good day.